Yep, tell yourself, yes, I can. Oh, Lord. Lord, yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Hallelujah. Come on.
Yes, I will. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glad to be home. Glad to be back. Glad to see Sister Juan and all of you, my father's children. I'm really grateful to the Lord. But I said, you know, my stand away too was my back. I had inflammation in my back, and when it first happened, I couldn't walk. I couldn't even get up. I couldn't, you know. I thought y'all knew that. But Stephanie took me to, and I had going back and taking whatever you call it to take the run out stuff, inflammation out of my back, and then I had to go back Wednesday. Stephanie took me over there. They saw something else, and then they had the test. They tested, and I ain't got the test. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I hadn't got the test for that. So my back be tired, you know, and that's it. But anyway, I'm glad to be back. Praise the Lord. I come back with a vengeance on the devil because there were other things happening in my life that had been prophesied. And I got up this morning, and my back feel better, you know what I'm saying? But if I just do, then my back get to hurting. I guess if y'all have back problem, but this was something that was in my kidneys. And I told the Lord, I said, God, you just going to do what you say. I said, but today I'm free. Amen. I said, Lord, I can walk. I can stand up if I take my shoes off or whatever I got to do. If you allow me to get in the pulpit today, I'm going. Because he had given me a message, and my message is on faith and what he's doing in my life. You know, it's got to be, you know, you preach from the inner what you feel inside. That's what I knew. And I thought about all the sweetness and the kindness. I'm telling you something. When Jesus said, fail not to assemble, he means just what he said. Because there were times when I would be so down and the devil trying to take my mind, my spirit, and everything. Nobody knows, Ed, what you go through when you go through. They only skim across the top of that. Amen. But, I mean, my mind and everything was going to say, hey, wait a minute. Praise the Lord. And so I just want to thank the Lord because of what he has done. Bridget's looking at me. I don't tell you everything, Bridget. For goodness sake, you got your own problems. She said, you ain't told me. I try not to worry. Yeah, I don't tell Phil everything. You may think I'm a big talker, right? And we are very close, me and Boo. We was out yesterday. She took me out, and we went to Fresh Time and different places. And I just want to thank the Lord. But sometimes you can't say everything because I love you kids. I love all of you, my father's children. And a lot of times I don't say nothing because I don't want to load you with nothing else. Especially my children, they be loaded. They loaded enough with what's going on. But, you know, I got up this morning. I said, Lord, you know, my back is, but I said, I can walk. And when I went to the store yesterday, and he texted me, said, Pastor, you coming tomorrow, he said. And I said, I'm at the store. I ain't walking around Fresh Time. I ain't walking around the church. And so I said, Lord, I'm going to church tomorrow. And what's going on there, I said, the doctors told me that everything was supposed to be all right. And when they told me that, I said, that's it. I said, eggs in the box, cereal on the top, milk is in the box, get you some cereal, you do this and that. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I said, help yourself. I'll be back. I'm gone. Amen. So this morning, when God delivered me, I said, hallelujah, God delivered me. Then when I came to church, my brother talked, and that delivered me some more. I'm going to tell you, God loves me. I don't know about y'all, but I'm greatly loved by my Father. Hallelujah. He promised to take me through, and he has taken me through. And I just thank him. So, you know, I've been out, and I don't know. I can't explain nobody about my man. You know, 82 years old, I had a birthday. But I don't think that you got to go crazy because you're 82. I'm sorry. I ain't claiming no whatever it is. No dementia, no censure, or nothing else. So when I went to the doctor, Wednesday, Stephanie took me, and they had forgot to take the blood test and my urine specimen. And so when I went back to the doctor, she took me through the crazy test, I called it. She thought I was coming for my regular checkup. What day is it? When was you born? I'll give you three things. I said, well, what is she? I just went along with what she was doing. She said, table, shoe, and ball. I said, there's a ball in the sun. You know, I tell my mind what to say. Then she asked me, what did I say? I say, table, shoe, and ball, honey. So she took me through all my crazy tests. And then she took my blood pressure. And I said, Lord, please don't let my blood pressure be way up. This woman be telling me to take medicine. I come to this lady. She's a doctor. I don't want her to. She put up with me enough. I don't take drugs, and so she put up with me. You know, she put up with me. She know, so you know, Celeste, I know you don't do this and that. And that. You know, and I think that's sweet, because you don't have to, she could say, go on out there. If you don't need a doctor, go on somewhere, you know. But she just always been very kind to me, praise the Lord. So she said, well, my Lord, Celeste, you're doing fine. I said, thank you. She said, you're doing fine. You just go ahead home. So, hey, I was glad. You know, I didn't want to be stuck no way, so I came on home. Tired of people. And by the way, the lady who stuck me, she's not very, you know, some people will stick you up in your arm and you don't even feel it. But when she stick you, you go, ouch. You want to say ouch, but just to keep her from feeling bad, you say. I said, Lord, I'm glad. I said, I ain't in no mood to be stuck today. So, so I was glad to get there. Praise the Lord. But so, hello. Praise the Lord. I love you. I want y'all to know that my heart is fixed. My mind is made up. So if you see me falling, pray for me. Because it ain't my will. It's my will to be all God wants me to be and to do it well. That's my will. You know, that's what I want to do. And I told God, so, you know, I can't tell you where my mind is because I don't know where it is myself. But I got up, I said, God, I said, you gave me this word, and I've been studying the life of Christ. My thing is faith. I've preached faith all my life. Though I whooped the kids, I was tough when I first come in here. Yeah, boy, you couldn't do nothing, buddy. I come out of Holiness Church, and if you put anything on your finger, you're on your way to hell. On your toe or anywhere, you're on your way to hell. And I was tough. Get that mess off your neck, boy. What's the matter with you? Al come in, he told me, when you get to church, I'm going to be the first one to the altar. You remember that? Yeah, but he come with chains and looking like something. I said, boy, you better shoot. You better straighten up here. But he's been so faithful. He just always loved the word. He loved the word. He always have. He always have. And sure enough, when I made the altar call, here come Al. Amen. We've been through a lot together. We have been a family, like, you know, we've been a lot together. And if anybody know anything about him, I do. Instead for the one going. and I'm old timey, old fashioned, and I just face things the way they are. So Tawana and Al, they, every time I saw them, they was together. They could. Al, go to the store, Tawana and Al. If I go downtown, Tawana and Al. So I say, y'all come here. I said, y'all love each other? Yes, ma'am. Y'all need to get married. I know the devil also. Y'all need to get married. And they got married. You know, they disobeyed, you know. In fact, she had two weddings. I'm going to tell you, we don't want to talk about that. We won't. But listen, we got to do right. And the old time way is the best way, I'm telling you. Some of this new junk they got up ain't worth a darn. It ain't doing but carrying people right to hell. You know, that's all it's doing. It's not raising people in holiness. In Revelation, that's what brothers in. He that is righteous, let him be righteous. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. When God comes, we want to be holy. We don't want to just get in. Somebody said, well, if I just get in. Well, I don't want to go in like that. I don't want to go in, weighing me on the scale, you know, I'm going this way and up and down the scale, going this way. No, I want to be holy. Let me see the hands of y'all that want to be holy. Praise the Lord. So I give God the glory and the praise and to be here. And I really thank you all for your prayers. They worked. I was going to tell you what the Lord showed me, too. I was telling him, I said, I know why God say be together. Because there were times when I would be alone, you know, in the house, you know, and things, you know, other than people that saved, you know what I'm saying? And somebody would walk in, Stephanie walked in, I think, you know, and my heart just, and I said, this is why you say for us to be together. It's something about that a Christian carries They ain't even got to say nothing. It's just good to be in the house of the Lord where other people love God. I'm telling you, to be around God's people is like being around a nice, hot, cozy stove that you can feel the heat coming from the stove. You can feel the love and stuff when people got love for you. You can feel it emanating from them. Hallelujah. That's the truth now, I'm telling you. So it's good to be around people that love the Lord. Praise the Lord. And then you need to be around all the time that love the Lord. You stay away. And the Lord told me, said, you know, like you have a prisoner, you know, you want to punish him. What you do? You put him in solitary. Because there's something about solitary. Devil mess with your mind when you get solitary. He mess with you. But when you're around people that love you, it do something to you. And so when Stephanie walked in there, I said, Stephanie, I'm so glad you came today. Praise the Lord. I'm so glad. Gwen stays with me on Friday. I said, Gwen, they don't understand what I'm understanding in my heart, you know, because they around people all the time. I said, but when you walk in my house with the love that you carry in your heart for you, me, though I'm their mother, I feel it. I feel that love. So, brother, I feel the love. I do. Praise the Lord. So will you stand and let us pray and let us thank our God. Praise God. Father, we want to thank you. We are hungry for you, God. Hungry for you, Lord. It ain't the cookies or the candy or the ice cream and stuff. Hallelujah to the nibbling we do, but we are hungry for you. It's you that we want to see. It's you that we want to serve. It's you, Lord, because you've been good to us, God. You've been good. And so we pray, Lord, that you would touch, Lord, the ones that's been out sick, especially my sister. I believe that you send a prayer through for her and Sister Harlan. Touch her, Lord, in Jesus' name. Touch her, God, today in the name of them. All those that need prayer. Praise the Lord. Even Wendy sent about her son-in-law, I think it is. Touch him, God, in Jesus' name. We pray that you would bless the service today, Father. Thank you for letting me minister. Thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Hallelujah. I give you all the glory and all the praise in Jesus' name. You may be seated. You know the way I was feeling, Brother Ed, I was really seeking God about it. I said, Lord, I know you gave me something to say, but, you know, if I need to sit down or don't come up there or don't minister, I won't be, you know, just let me know what you want me to do. You want somebody else to preach? I'll sit down. I just want to be in the house of God. What time did I come, Al? Yeah, I came early. I wonder if Al going to be here. Because I had forgotten my keys to the church. I said, I want to be in your house. I wasn't trying to make up nothing to God. I just, at the time, that's all I was thinking. I want to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. So I said, but Lord, if I've done something that, you know, whatever my heart has been, you sit me down. And I got two preachers up there. I'll go to either one you tell me. I said, but I sure would appreciate you let me speak this, what you gave me. I sure would love it. Praise the Lord. My heart is on the faith that the saints need. That's what my heart, where my heart is. El's heart is on straightening, especially he already told me what his heart is, and he preaches what his heart is. I want to turn to John 5, the fifth chapter of John. And this is what the Holy Spirit been dealing with me about, and I don't know about my life too, you know. But, hallelujah. I'm so glad to see Selena and Steve. It's just something about seeing them. I don't know. I'm really, no kidding. I love to see y'all coming. And all of you, my father's children. Amen. I just love you. Okay, turn to where we at? John? John 5. I want to go to the 7th verse. I want to go side to 5. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that place, he said unto him, Will thou be made whole? The man said, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me in the pool. But while I'm coming, another step down before me. This got me. Now I've read this thousands of times. You know what I'm saying? You can read the Bible. You know. Jesus said unto him, Rise, take up your bed and walk. Now this was a man that could not, no doubt he was messed up physically. And when Jesus spoke to him, the Bible said, Jesus said to him, You want to be made whole? He tells us, do you want to be made whole? When Jesus speaks, something happens when he speaks. Something happens when he speaks to you in your trials. Celeste, you want to come out? You know, you may be sitting there in your back hurting or whatever. You know, like, you know what I'm saying? I may not be up to feeling my best. Do you want to be made whole? And I say, Lord, and in my heart, I want to go to church. Praise the Lord. And all of a sudden, strength came from somewhere. We know where it came from. I got in that car. Hallelujah. And I said, Lord, you help me to drive. And I always ask God to give me, you know, cause my eyes, I got to get this eye done something else too. Cause it's little, y'all didn't know it's four rows of hairs at the bottom of your eyelid. And when I got my eye, the hairs in my eyelid is, you know, on my ball. And it's, I feel like something's in my eye all the time. But I'm going to get that done. But anyway, when the Lord spoke to me this morning and spoke to Gwen and spoke to you all, I want you to know he done it. Amen. I said, and I can't tell it all, you know what I'm saying, but hallelujah. But I said, Lord, you know, the doctors came and made things right and told me this, everything was right. I said, I'm gone. So I came, I got in that car, backed that car out, hallelujah, and got in there. I said, Lord, I'm going, if I can't go down the road, I'm going to go down Perry Cate. Because Parakeet ain't got no cars. I said, but you take me down the road. Hallelujah. And nothing. He said, go, I'm going to be with you. And so I went on, came on. And I was trying to get it. I said, well, Lord, you know where my mind been, where my heart been. It's always been on you. But you know where I've been. I've been up and down. Hallelujah. If you ain't never been up and down, you live on, you will be up and down. Praise the Lord. You will be up and down. You ain't going to be up on the mountaintop all the time. Praise the Lord. Sometimes you got to go through the valley. But that's when you learn God. When you through the valley, that's when you learn God. And that's how I have learned about God. Through the valley of my life, I have learned more about God than all the time I've been living. Hallelujah. And I'm not saying I've always been right in what I thought, you know, about the situations. But he, hallelujah, has shown mercy to my soul. He has shown mercy to me. He has shown mercy to my soul. He said, get up. I spoke a word to you. I told you to be strong in the Lord. I told you to be strong. He said, get up. Hallelujah, Jesus. So when I come up in the pulpit, I said, let me know now, Lord, because I declare I don't want to get up here because I've seen people, heard of folks falling dead. I say, I got two beautiful preachers. Which one? I just go to him and tell him. He didn't say nothing. He said, I told you this word. He said, now it is time for my people to have faith in me. It's time to have faith in me. To believe me for the impossible. He said, they love me and they believe. He said, but it's time not to believe for the impossible. Yes, Lord. Come on, did I get somebody? Yes, for the impossible. Yes, this man sitting there, praise the Lord. But let me tell you something else. If you didn't see that in this scripture, I did. This man sitting there, paralytic, no doubt. And how many years he was there? 38 years. This showed that the man wanted to be made whole. He wanted to get up from there, sister. He wanted to get up. But he didn't have nothing to put him in the pool. I don't know if he couldn't get close enough to dive in there or what. But he couldn't because he was paralytic. Maybe he pushing him back or whatever. I don't know. But when Jesus said, rise, had he not made an effort, he wouldn't have moved. But when Jesus said, rise, that man tried to put his arm. I saw him in my spirit. He when he did like this, just made an effort. When he made an effort, Jesus Christ made him whole. I tell you, God want to make us whole. He want to make us whole today. He want us to believe him for the supernatural. He want us to believe him for that with God, nothing is impossible. That's where I am. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But then he went to him. He said, rise. And when he did, the man got up. The Lord showed me this. Immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. But he went to him. He said, now look, you made whole. Sin no more. Lest a worse thing come upon you. I'm under the impression that, you know, sickness is sin, the sin that we put in this world. Y'all got to think that over. You pray, you say, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. That's what God wants. He wants his will to be done in earth, brother, here, just like it's done in heaven. Now, they don't taught me, and the Bible teaches me, there is no sickness in heaven. And I just come to God, I say, Lord, help us. I say, how can you have sick soldiers out on the field trying to work, you know, and they're sick? We got to get well. Hallelujah. I told my granddaughter, I said, the devil is a lie. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're going to, now, dude, what you say we can we do now? Can we do it next week, next Sunday? Okay, Sunday's dead. Okay, we're going to praise the Lord. And we're going to do it. And when I was sitting here, the Lord said, thank you, Jesus. You know why I'm thanking him, brother? Because he's putting stuff in my mouth. He ain't mad with me. I'm glad he's not mad with me. I'm glad he's not mad at me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. So while I was sitting here, I was thinking, I said, the first Sunday we want to have communion. We're going to have also foot washing that same Sunday. Now, you know, I don't know, but it came to me to do that. Hell, foot washing on that first. We getting ready to get right. And we can't keep coming to church with the same old. And Gwen said, we coming to praise God. We ought to come in here and praise God. But I'm gonna tell you something now. When we get what God is trying to tell us through Al, his brother, we going to come in this church and praise God. We ain't going to come and try to see who got on what and what they going to do and what. And it's oh, my God. We're going to come here, and we're going to praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So Jesus, I read what he said, the works which my Father has given me to finish, the same works that I do bear witness of who I am. And I got down here. I don't know. He probably do the same thing because he's a teacher in Al. But I wrote to myself, when he told us to eat his flesh and drink his blood. Now, I know I've been explaining to people, explaining it to me. But I asked him, I said, Lord, how can I eat your flesh and drink your blood? Show me how to do that. Because you said, unless I do, I have no life in me. And I want to live. I want to live for you. I want to take my little old self and live for you. And I'm in this little thing where I live. All older people live here. Except maybe it's a two people that may be a little younger, but they are 70. Hey, the lady next door to me, she had cancer in her. Cancer just eating folks up. But anyway, she said, come here. So I came over there. Hallelujah, I'm telling you. I came over to where she was, and she said, how you doing? I said, I'm doing. I said, Peggy, how you doing? She said, well, you know, I had cancer in my lungs. She said, but you know what? She didn't say praise God. She said, you know what? She was her face so happy. She said, but I went to the doctor, and he told me that they got it all. The doctors took it all. It was all gone. They ain't caught that, Lord. It's all. I'm telling you, we're going to be as happy with Jesus as people be with the doctors. You know what I'm saying? We all like this, brother. We can't talk about nobody. And I ain't going to say nothing else, but, you know, it's time for us to be happy in Jesus. He's our healer. I declare he'll heal you. I declare he will deliver you. I declare it. Now, we talking about, when I told you when I had that vision about Jesus told me I was in a room, and I had this big white cloth. And the floor was a dark mahogany, never will forget it. And there were other people there, and they was putting this white cloth down, but it was in sections. And so I saw a little section right there, and when I started, he said, I'm going to decorate your floor with signs, wonders, and miracles. That was all I dreamed. I woke up, I said, woo, I'm liking this. So I told Brother Richard, I said, you know what the Lord said? He said, oh, God, we're going to decorate floor. I said, he told me he's going to decorate my floor. We have fun like that, you know. we had a ball over there. So what now? It calls us to look. It calls our minds to be other places now. We're looking for God to move. So I'm looking for God to move, brother. Shoot. I ain't looking for come here, people going out the same way they came in. I'm looking for folk to be healed. Hallelujah. I'm looking for to get saved. I'm looking for Jesus to open the hearts of men. I'm looking for whatever this Bible says we're supposed to have. And the Great Commission was Jesus said, go into the highways. And didn't he tell us? Heal the sick, raise the dead, clean the leper. Didn't he tell us? He hasn't changed. He's the same God. And I've never seen so many people that are sick as they are. And most of them are God's folk. And I'm sick of the devil. I'm tired of him. I'm tired of him. And I said, well, devil, you had your last thing. I'm going to church today. And I'm going every Sunday if I don't do it, but sit. And in my back crib, I said, y'all, excuse me today. I'm going to sit down. Because I'm old, see, I can get away with some stuff, see. You know, without them saying, you know what I'm saying. Oh, so Dave just getting old. Hey, I may be getting old, but the God in me ain't. I mean, this God that's in me is young, spry, and strong. Hallelujah. This God in me is stronger than Samson. Hallelujah. He can pull down strongholds. Hallelujah. He can save your soul. Hallelujah. Take you out of your mess. And I'm so sick of talking about God's having people having, what's that thing they have? With their mind, they be, you know, what? I'm sick of that. We ain't supposed to have that. I'm sorry. You know, and then no, then you be, you know, your mind get bad. You just be so down. Your mind, I don't know. I'll figure it out. I don't care. I'm going to figure it out. So you, praise the Lord. God don't want us nervous, over nervous. He don't want us where we are. That is not the way of God. It's not, oh, thank you, Jesus. Brother Ed, God getting ready to raise a people that's going to kick the devil's tail. And it's going to take L-O-V-E. Did you know that works by faith? Faith works by that. So we need to be asking God, Lord, give me love for my brother. So if you got somebody you don't like, you better ask God to move that from you if you're trying to pray for God to use you. Uh-oh, I don't know where that came from. But ask God to let you love your brother. Hallelujah, like you love yourself. Amen. Or else you'll never do nothing for God. You know, you're never going to do nothing for God. Hallelujah. So y'all pray for me because the lady, I got somebody in the where I live. What kind of house I live in? I live in a villa. Okay, and she wrote me. And she said, I want you to know we having Bible study. So I'm not feeling good at this time, so I put it down somewhere. But I remember her name started with a C. So I looked at this, trying to find a woman's name in my list of people, because we got everybody's name, everybody's telephone number, and their address. Nice. Yeah, that's what they did for, yeah, they charge you though, baby. But anyway, the HOAs, whew. But anyway, I looked and I found her name was Charlene. So I'm going to call this number. I called, I said, good afternoon, ma'am. I said, are you the lady who sent me an invitation to the Bible collection? She said, oh, yes, Ms. Davis. Oh, yes, will you come? I said, I certainly will. I'm going to go to your Bible study. I'm going to come. But when do you come? Now, I didn't start having on Wednesday, 2 days a week. And I mean, be cars over there, too. Praise the Lord. So I want to ask, now, what y'all believe in over there? No, I'm going to go over there and see what they believe in. I'm going to go over and do what I can do. I said, Lord, hallelujah, I'm going to this Bible class. I said, Lord, I'm telling you, now I'm ready in my neighborhood. I'm promising God. I'm thinking I'm really doing good, I guess. Promising God. Hello. He look about what you do, not what you say. We promise God a whole lot of stuff. You know, I'm going to do this, Lord. Yes, Lord, I'm going to do that. Oh, Lord, and every day, and on Wednesday, I'm going to fast. And before we know it, the cookie done got us. Or the vanilla wafer done got us, or whatever. But I pray, God, today that God will put some in our hearts to hear today, hallelujah, that some will be said that we will know that God, is time to do miracles. It's time for God to move in the church. It's time for God to move. I've seen, you know, as a minister, I look. And it's kind of like, Kobe, it's like I was a kid too. Can't you believe that? I was your age one time. And I would go to church because I had to go to church. But I was bored as heck. I was. I would sit there. I was telling Alyssa. I said, I see Alyssa. I said, Lord, how do I reach Alyssa? How do I reach her? So she gave me, I had been asking God about the young people, what I should do with the young people. And so last Sunday I was there. I said, Alyssa, do you, what you like? She said, well, I don't know. I said, well, the Lord taught me how to sew and crochet. Really? Now, this is a God. You would have said, no, this is what God told me to say to her. And it just, we was looking at pictures, and we just, then we have a ball with Alyssa. We had a ball. We did. We looked at, she said, oh, Grandma, I want you to get my side. I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take these pictures out and go up to Walmart and have you one made. All the pictures that you want. Yeah, all the pictures you want, we'll take. Because we got pictures of this one small and this one. That's my mother. And she saw Stephanie when Stephanie was 10 and when Stephanie was 5. And that just, she said, she just got excited. And I said, well, she gets excited. You know, let me tell you something. These young folks ain't going to sit here and watch you open your mouth and how they ain't seeing nothing. You better come up with something because they're not going to sit here and just hear sermons all the time. And I go to church, I'll be just as bored as I want it to be. Because my church, all they said, wear your dress down here, your pants up here, and don't put on this. Now, they went into the mustache and stuff, but they was into another. Don't go to the picture show. Don't do this. Praise. And that was what my religion was. And I told Al or told somebody, I said, but I have sinned. Because I have never been in that church since I've been here for 50 years. You know, like when you go to another church, people come and get you. And I said, I'm not coming back there. I was so mad with that church because they didn't believe in Jesus. They didn't believe in the Holy Ghost. And when one man came there with the Holy Ghost, they just did him so bad. And I guess I was mad at him, so I had to ask for forgiveness. So I don't really know if the church is there. I asked Al, he said it was on page somewhere down there. The Church of Christ Holiness. I never set foot in it again. I was so angry. So angry. Now, I don't want that to happen to any of you children. Y'all going to see signs and wonders and miracles in here. Because we're going to get to it. I said, in love. Amen. You ain't going to be coming here and can't stay woke. Brian. Something going to happen. I don't care how long you done worked, how long you done been there. You just hold on in here, buddy. Because God is going to move in this place. I say God is going to move because God's word is true. And when he give you a word, I'm looking for God to do what he say. Yes, hallelujah. Now I'm going to go to one more scripture. I'm going to keep you all there. Amen. The Lord showed me then. I thought, you're going to read it and get more out of it too. I want you to turn to Mark. Oh, this is something. This is a really good Mark. And I want to go to the seventh chapter of Mark. Seven. Praise the Lord. Oh. I love the Lord, don't you? Okay, 7. I think it's about the 28th. Okay, Mark 7. I should have marked it. Okay, 25. For a certain woman, you learn some from these sinners, whose young daughter had an unclean spirit, heard of him. And they came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek. She was not of that religion. She was Jewish. She was a Greek. And everybody that was out of sight of that religion, they were called dogs. So she was a Greek. Number one, it took her a lot of courage, number one, to come, knowing how the customs was of that day. I really like this lady. She was Syrophoenician by nation. And she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. Now you think, I know y'all read this many times and so have I. But Jesus said unto her, let the children first be fed. That was the Israelites, them. For it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it unto the dogs. Now you think about that. Now you read that, but you think about that. Now you come for some help and this man of God telling you you're a dog. Glory to God. And she answered and said, yeah, that's right. Yeah, Lord. She said, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. I'm not asking you to go out, you're calling. I'm not asking you to do no great thing. I'm just asking you to heal my daughter. And I know you're the only one that can do it. You know, you got to be like that when you go to God. Because we could really go to God, but because we ain't a dog. We are the chosen ones of God. So we could go to God and ask him anything and have faith that he's going to do it. So there should be no sickness among us, because we got the power in us to ask God anything we want to say, because we are the children of God. This woman was a dog by what they say. She was not of, you know, of the whatever. For this, and she said, it's not under the table, eat of the children's bread. This is what Jesus said. He said, for this saying, for you having enough gumption and knowing who I am, go your way. The devil is going out of your daughter. That you talking about love. That, you know, that is love. It wasn't a time for the Gentiles to come in at that time, you know, because they, it was just the Jewish people that, you know what I'm saying. But he said, for this cause, for you saying that, he said, go, your daughter well. And she believed it. That's another thing. She believed what he said. Jesus said, by his stripes, you're healed. Same thing. We got to believe what he said. Tawana, you know, what the Lord told you is true. Believe what he said. Because this is the time of miracles. Now, he done already told us. I told y'all, first of all, what he has said. This is the time of miracles. You hear me? So she went, and when she got there, her daughter was healed. She didn't go home saying, now, how is that? Why didn't he come? You know, he could have came down the street. I just live right around the corner. I mean, he could have came and did so-and-so. Well, he went on and on. But he means what he say. If you get a word from God, you can put your foot on it. I said, you can put your, he ain't like people tell you something and, you know, don't come up with it. No. But when God tell you something, he told me, he said, if you believe what I say, I'm going to take you where I told you I was going to take you. Be strong and stand. I'm going to take you there. And I'm sorry, y'all. One lady said, she's, how old are you? I said, let me see now. I had a birthday. Girl, you ain't there. I said, yeah, I'm there. I just don't never think about my age, do you? I don't think, oh, Lord, I'm 82. Oh, God, I'm 82. I got to go. No, I never thought like that. And I think God put my mind like that. Because a lady called me and prayed for me one time. She said, don't say you too old. And she never called me again. So I don't say I'm too old. I'm not too old to carry anointings with me. I'm not too old for God to use me. Send me, Lord, I'll go. I'm not too old. Hallelujah. And if I ain't too old, what's wrong with you? Now, I'm the oldest one in here. I'm not too old to believe God, brother. I'm not too old. And you aren't either. One more scripture, maybe. Praise the Lord. Now, the Lord told us. Thank you, Lord. She found the devil. Hallelujah, Jesus. And then the next thing, they brought to him one deaf. He had an impediment in his speech. And they besought him to put his hands upon him. He took him aside, because sometimes you can't, I learned this. People will take, even Jesus, I don't want this, all this interference here. And put his finger into his ears. He spit and touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he cried and said, Ephphatha, that is to be open. No one ever came to Jesus, nobody. Even those that weren't supposed to come at the time, if they knew what to say and they knew how to touch his heart, he healed them. He delivered them. I thought about the one thing, about the man, where's that street? Where was that? The man that was crazy. It was up in a tomb. What was his name? Not, you know, the guy that when Jesus came through the town, he run down and fell at his feet. Yeah, and started worshiping him. Ain't that? It was at the gatherings. And I thought about that. That just selling for me. I told God, I said, God, help us. Because this poor man, if he had any sense, and he had 2,000 devils in him. I can't imagine that. Over there, they have a lot of that. Here in America, yet. But when he came down, he fell at his feet to worship Jesus. The little the humanity or whatever he had in him beside the devil. It don't take a lot to reach God. It don't take a lot. This man had 2,000 devils bowing him down. How he get to Jesus is amazing. Because the human thing that was left in this man, God heard it and healed it. Children of God, hallelujah. There's nothing he will withhold from them that love him. And I know we love God. I know you love God and you love God, you're here. And there's nothing in the world he would withhold. If you come to him in sincerity and truth, he's going to meet your need. Because he met man. And he's no respecter of persons. Anybody here need prayer? Praise the Lord. I've delivered my soul. I'm just, y'all watch me though. God going to set me afire. You watch. Yes. And I'm going to let him come and see me burn. God is going to do it. Amen. I believe it, and I'm not ashamed. I am not. I told him, Lord, I said, you sure what you do with an old person? People talking about they too old. I said, Lord, I said, do whatever you want to do. Show them what you can do with somebody like my age. Because most people my age go sit down, they through. I just got started. You need any help? You need to be touched this morning by Jesus Christ. Come, and I pray with you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'll pray with you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Next week, sister, be having your mind on that baby being every withhold. Somebody was born in our family, one of the young people. You remember your sister. We had something, and one of the children, Bridges, had an eye. Remember that eye she had? She had an eye, brother. One eye was smaller than the other. I mean, you could see it. We pray for that child. She had a lazy eye. Right. Brianna. She got two eyes now. She ain't got no lazy eye. She was born with the lazy eye. But she couldn't. It was just kind of closed. Where is that faith? God ain't went nowhere. We went. So we got to saying, Lord, I'm coming home. Because home is where God is, where nothing can, everything is possible. With God, when you walk with God, everything is possible. When he said about the mountain, and I believe in the real, but I don't believe in the mountain of your life. I said, I believe it's a real mountain. You say unto this mountain, be removed. You know, we our minds are so small. We children of God, but our minds are too small. We can do anything. God can do anything through us and with us if we will let him. And I say, here am I, Lord. I'm available. I'm available. And the devil comes, but I say, you know, we got to realize, too, the devil going to come. He ain't going to just let you sit there and go, praise the Lord. But the Lord done show me he bigger than the devil. Devil just done waited a little bit too late now. He told me something. I said, you done waited a little bit too late. Go and try something else because you done just waited a little bit too late. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. My mind is made up. My heart is fixed to do what the Lord say do. Praise the Lord. What about you? Let me see your hands. Is your mind fixed to do what God say do with your life? Pray. You see it, Lord. You see their hands. Praise the Lord. They're hallelujah. I'm glad the young people. What about you, Kobe? Now, you don't have to raise your hand because I said so now. Did you raise your hand when I said it first? Good. Yeah. Come here. You know, Kobe, I didn't know who you was. You came in and you had your head down and you was going. I said, is that a brother boy about your brother? I know Joshua. I was thinking about Joshua, one of them. I said, is that child coming? And I thought, so you went on in the room and you come back out. I said, Lord, Kobe getting so tall, I don't even know who he is. What has happened? Yeah, what has happened? Kobe, you've kept yourself in the house of God whether you want to come or not. You know, and I know by young folk, because I was young. You know what I'm saying? I know the world is exciting. I know out there they just cutting up out there. I don't know what's inside of, you know what I'm saying. But I believe you want to love God. You've always stayed around. Though I know that you're old enough. How old are you now? Okay. Boy, you're just 14. Ooh, what's going to happen when you get 18, son? Where you going? Praise the Lord. But I know, praise the Lord, that you know that you're a person. You know what I'm saying? Have you had any dreams about God or about anything about the Lord, something supernatural, since you've been? Not recently. Oh, you used to. Yeah, raise your hand. God said he's coming back to you. He said he's seen your faithfulness, even though it's your mother and dad maybe have to push you, but it's really him pushing you. And he's going to come back to you and give you visions and dreams, because this happens in your family anyway. They have dreams and visions, but he's going to use you. Now, I'm going to tell you something. The devil also heard he's going to use you. But I want you to believe what was preached today, that God is stronger than the devil. Hallelujah. God is God. Hallelujah. God, the devil don't mean nothing when it comes to God telling you something to stop you from coming into this. So you're going to come into something else, and God's going to start giving you dreams again and visions, and you're going to wonder what in the world. But you tell mama, because she has dreams and visions too, because your family kind of into that. But, you know, I just see God using you, son. He's going to use you. So don't let the devil fool you. Ain't nothing out there worth it. Nothing. I don't care how the devil shined up, what kind of bow he put on it. It's nothing out there that's worth anything, son. Everything that's worth anything is right in here. Yes. With God. Yes. Praise God. You go and you see and you tell me the first dream and dreams you have here. Write it down. Because he's going to surely come to you even soon. Said the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. He's going to come to you. You can be seated. And you need to put on somewhere I know who you are. Put a cap on your head or something. I didn't know. Honest to goodness. Yeah, I knew it was a D's, but I said, oh, I said, I don't know which one I thought it was. Yeah, I said, he at church? Well, that doesn't mean the devil coming. The one that I thought was you, he'll be here too. Let me just stand. I want to thank you all for listening today. I hope that he'd help all of us. Help me too. I want to be helped too. Me first. Amen. Continue to pray for me and praise the Lord. Everything's okay. I'm all right. I'm going to call Sister Harlan. Can she answer the phone? Okay, I'll call her when I get home. So we ask God to heal her. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But you know what? What I'm looking for? I had the bird flu back in the fort when it was, they had that bad flu that hit America. I was sick as a dog. I was so sick. I was stumbling up the hallways and everything like that. And so we don't think like folks think now. I said, if I can get into the church and have him lay his hands on me, if I can get there, I'm going to be okay. I went sick. I don't remember even how I got. I'm not telling you to do this. I'm just saying, but I believe God. I believe God was moving at that time. We didn't think of nothing else but the move of God. So I went in church, and I kind of sit away from people. And one to say, Sister Dave, you sick? I said, yes, I am. So Brother Harding, who was assistant pastor, he called me and said, Sister Davis, you sick? I said, yes, I am. He said, come here. And they joined hands around me, and he prayed for me. He prayed for my death first, and I still was kind of. He said, you said, come here. So we went in the room in there, and he prayed for me, and God touched me from the top of my head. It's the most wonderful. It rolled down, went out my foot, and I was.
Yes, he is.
But you know, if we have a cold or something, they better stay home. I'm not telling you folks to come now if they're sick. Now, y'all, don't pay me no attention. I'm from that. Yes, I believe God. I am. Yes, I do. Praise the Lord. Hey, I'm going to leave that alone because I'd be sick. But I'm telling y'all, if I get real sick, I'm creeping in this church. I said, if you think you're going to catch something, you keep yourself back there, because I feel my help is among God's people. Whoa, God, I feel like somebody got the Holy Ghost, lay their hands on me, I'll get well. I'll get well. Christ in you, Christ in me, the hope of glory. And I just believe that, brother. That's the way I believe. I'm from the, that's what brother said. You stop saying you're from the old school. I don't know what that is, but I believe that. But I'm not going to try to, get up on what you believe. I will wear a mask. I put a handkerchief over my face or whatever I have to do so I won't run you out. Unclean. I may even cry, say unclean, unclean. I'll do everything. I don't want to hurt you. But that one that ain't scared of my uncleanness. Yes, I'm looking for that one that's going to pray by faith and hallelujah and lay hands on me and that God would deliver me. Because I believe God gave his people something. I do. I believe that. I don't want to go, but I'm going to go. I'm going to let y'all go. I don't want to go. I want to stay here, praise the Lord, and stay here with you precious ones. Hallelujah. Brother Ed, you be preaching on the fifth Sunday, Brother Ed? Yeah. His fifth Sunday is, right? What do you mean talking about sound good to you? You ain't going nowhere, are you? All right. Ah, thank you, Jesus. I want to thank the Lord for, but I'm telling you, we're getting ready now to get healed. Huh? I don't care what's wrong with you. God want to heal you now. I say God want to give you a miracle now. I say God want to, because he's God. He's God. Y'all got to try to, he's God. All by himself. And he want to be able to smile. You think he's happy when the devil beat us down and knock us around and we walk out, you know. You think that made God feel good? No. We get ready to make God real happy. Because God feels to heal. God going to heal you, Bridget. Going to heal Gwen. Going to heal whoever got whatever you got. You're coming out of it. You're going to get healed. You're going to heal your body. I believe that. I'm looking for it. I am. I'm looking for it. When the Lord told me, I said, Lord, you said we'd be healed. And I'm looking for it, really. No kidding. I will not accept us. Lord, you show me another thing now. I don't want to start another sermon. You got to do what you have to do. Oh, I don't want to start nothing now. Do what you're supposed to do. Don't think now you can go eat up all you ain't supposed to eat. Personally, I cannot eat pork. You know, and I love pork. I love a pork chop every now and then. And I love a slice of bacon. So I get the scripture and I say, Lord, now you said, you know, he said, I don't know what he told me, but one time he said, that's what people going out and being countries that eat this stuff. He said, bless it and eat it. So and you ain't got no choice. You say, I don't eat. Somebody fixed me a nice pork chop. I go to his, and Sister Linda done took all this time. I'm eating that booger. I'm eating that, but I'm going to eat it because she took her time and her love. Praise the Lord. I didn't tell that sister, I don't eat pork. Now, if she know I don't eat pork, she probably wouldn't fix pork. But I do eat pork occasionally. But pork messes with my blood pressure. I control my stuff with food. I get something that's in the herbal land. That's how I control my blood pressure, and that's how I help control my sugar. So I don't eat a lot of sugar, and I don't have no high sugar levels. I beat that sugar thing. I beat his tail. But I had to do. You know, my pancreas was a, you know, you got to do what you got to do. Yeah, you got to train that body and slap it down. Like one lady, she said, When she went up, she got up and said, pass on by. pass on by and don't open it. Don't open me, pass on by. You don't need it. You know, so it's no need of us. I've seen this in the Christians, especially among Christians. I've seen this so much, brother. I have. I can't, you know, Lord, the Lord loves you. He loves you. Your little fat self, he loves you. Your little skinny self, he loves you. But once you learn to do what do, you got to do it. You got to go. You got to do it. If you know that sugar hurts you, stop eating it, doggone. You, you goodness gracious. You got to do this just because, amen, that you saved don't mean that the devil ain't gonna, your body is different from everybody else's. You still got the same body everybody else got. So if you go to the doctor, you know, praise the Lord, oh, I'm talking to somebody, that sugar hurts you. Guess what? They got sugarless everything out there. It don't taste right. You and look, you eat it enough, it'll taste right. Stop eating sugar, so much of it, you know what I'm saying? Stop eating so much sugar, stop putting so much sodium in you, because this stuff, I don't know what they got in this stuff. I don't know what they done to the food. You know, I don't. The people getting sick, kids be sick with stuff that grown people got. So they putting something in the food, children of God. So when the Lord tell us about the food, obey him. Obey him. We can be healthy. God going to heal us, but we got to do what's right. Help me too, L. Help me. I'm just asking, Lord, don't help me. Help me. So I just want to thank the Lord. Raise your hands and just thank him. Raise your hands and thank him. And, Lord, ask to help us, Lord. Help us for your loving kindness, your tender mercy. Praise the Lord. Father, we want to thank you for today. I hope, oh, God, you've used me to say something, Lord, that we can turn our eyes upon you and have the faith in you that you desire. Lord God, in Jesus' name, go with us and stand by us, Lord. Oh, Lord, go back home with us, Lord, and touch our loved ones in Jesus' name, God. Lord, I just love you, love you, love you. Praise the Lord. The Lord, hallelujah, Jesus, oh, hallelujah, to look upon you, children of God, and let his face shine upon you. Hallelujah, Lord. Let him keep you in his presence. Praise the Lord. Let him touch your mind today that you will grow stronger in mind to be obedient. In Jesus' name, Father, glory to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Next week, we're going to dedicate the baby. We're going to dedicate the baby next week. So y'all come and see the dedication. It ain't no just dedicate the baby. Praise the Lord. And then the first Sunday, we're going to have foot washing and communion. I don't know if they go together, but they will go together the first Sunday. You know, I think they went together when Jesus did, didn't he? He did the foot washing. And thank you. Thank you. You may be excused.